Happy spring, y'all. Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Like a brand new 2021 Kia Seltos S for only $21,500. This includes 1,000 KMF bonus cash when you finance with Kia Motors Finance and a dealer discount of $800. That's a savings of $1,800.
Wow, what a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all the other smart car shoppers do and hop on over to Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or check them out at BulldogKia.com.
Must take delivery by March 31st, 2021. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. KMF bonus cash for well-qualified buyers and finance to Kia Motors Finance. Taxes, tag, title, and fees not included. MSRP 23300. Example stock number K21555X.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, March the 15th of 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia. And tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Californians want a new governor. FEMA is called into the border and a war anniversary. California Governor Gavin Newsom acknowledged mistakes in his handling of the coronavirus pandemic, but insists the recall effort against him has more to do with politics than the public health crisis. Newsom made his most direct comments yet about the push to unseat him during a media interview on Friday, saying his opponents are taking aim at his broader progressive policy agenda. Recall organizers are Republicans and say they have collected nearly 2 million signatures, well above the 1.5 million needed by March the 17th to force an election. The GOP only has 24% of registered California voters, but organizers say they are attracting Democrats and independents. In other news, undocumented migration has increased significantly since Joe Biden, who campaigned on a pledge of offering more assistance to those seeking refugee status in the U.S., took office in his regime, overwhelming facilities at the border already under strain due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Biden regime has tapped the Federal Emergency Management Agency to help lead the response. The agency, part of the Department of Homeland Security, is now working to expand available lodging for migrants. According to Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, he said, quote, "It is the Biden open door policies. They're inviting even more illegal immigration and actually have created this humanitarian crisis." Abbott said the surge endangers Border Patrol officers because they are being exposed to COVID and initially were not vaccinated. Finally, ahead of the 10th anniversary of the start of the Syrian war, the Catholic charity Caritas has launched a campaign to help children in Syria with much-needed medical, humanitarian, and educational resources. March 15th marks the grim anniversary of 10 years of war in Syria. The World Bank estimates that the country has suffered at least $197 billion worth of infrastructure damage during the conflict. Our quote of the day comes from St. Ignatius of Loyola. "It is not hard to obey when we love the one whom we obey." Coming up, our saint of the day. She was canonized by Pope Pius XI in 1934 and was declared patroness of social workers in 1960. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hello, Crusaders! With the growing success of the Crusade Channel and the many services activities there, many listeners may have forgotten that our founder still maintains and updates his site at MikeChurch.com. From the pile of prep, Mike's daily rundown of stories from the Mike Church Show, to cooking with the King Dude, barbecue, and original craft cocktail recipes, the King Dude truly is a Renaissance man. Mike's site is also home to the Crusader Knights of the Rosary. Stop by and say hello today by crusading over to MikeChurch.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Louise de Marillac. She was born on August the 15th, 1591, near the town of Meaux, France. After consulting her confessor concerning her plans to enter the religious life, Louise decided not to pursue this vocation. Instead, in 1613, she married Antony Lagrasse. Antony died in 1625, and Louise again began to think about joining a religious community. Soon after the death of her husband, Louise met Saint Vincent de Paul and began to use him as a spiritual director. With his encouragement and direction, Louise formed a group of women dedicated to serving the sick, the poor, and the neglected. As it was frowned upon for wealthy women to serve those outside of their own social class, besides raising money. In 1642, Louise wrote the formal Rules for the Daughters of Charity. In 1655, they received formal approval from the Vatican. After forming the Rule for the Daughters of Charity, Louise traveled around France forming converts and instituting the daughters as workers in hospitals, orphanages, and other institutions dedicated to helping the neglected. Louise worked zealously until her death in Paris in the year 1660. The mercurial Kanye West won his 22nd Grammy on Sunday, but not for his usual fare. The artist who skyrocketed to fame in the rap world now has a Christian music prize to his name. West did not appear at the virtual ceremony to accept the award for Best Contemporary Christian Music Album for his 2019 release, Jesus is King, which is imbued with his message of evangelical salvation. It was the first Grammy win for the Chicago-raised West since 2013, when he nabbed 3 Grammys in the rap categories. Send me your news tips to Ron at CrusadeChannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.